Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I have such great news for you. I want you to tell you that it is physically impossible for you to be behind if you are doing the 100-day home organization program. And I'd even take that a step further and say, it is physically impossible for you to be behind in your organizing if you're even just listening to this podcast. So this podcast is specifically for those of you that are in the 100-day home organization program, but I think it relates to all of you as well. And what I notice very often, especially with people who are going through the 100-day program for the very first time, is along the way, eventually, they cannot keep up with the day-to-day tasks. Sometimes it's on day 5, sometimes it's on day 15, sometimes it's on day 51. But somewhere in there, they miss a day of organizing, or they get sick or called away on for work. They have to go fly away for a couple of days, or they have a fun planned vacation, or the kids have 18 snow days in a row, or something happens. Life unexpected events that always happen, and then all of a sudden, they don't get a couple of days or even a whole week of the program done, and then the Facebook posts start. I'm behind in my organizing. I want you to hear me. It is physically impossible for you to be behind in organizing after you start. What? Yes, 100%. We're going to use the analogy of a baby walking. So once a baby starts crawling, they get mobility, they can get around. Like when you are decluttering your house, you are a baby that has gone from sitting to crawling. You're crawling around, you're getting rid of things that you don't need. That is the first step in getting organized, just getting rid of what you don't need. You are a baby crawling on the floor. And then you start to walk. And at first you just stand up and then you take a couple of steps, or you can really start taking a bunch of steps if you're behind one of those little baby walkers. And eventually you let go of the walker and you let go of the coffee table and you start taking steps. That is the getting organized journey. You'll see a baby. So I studied child development. A baby that's learning to crawl, like they get up on all fours and they rock, and it's not very long from the rocking to when they're actually crawling. Like it's a matter of days, sometimes a week or two. It's not a long period of time. But the skill of walking takes much, much longer. Like you'll find them all of a sudden standing in their crib one day and you're like, oh, how'd they do that? I need to lower the mattress in the crib. And then all of a sudden they'll start pulling themselves up around, you know, on furniture. And then they'll start figuring out how to walk down furniture. And then you hold their fingers and they learn to build those little muscles. And then they'll take their first wobbly step towards you. But it's a longer process. I can't remember how long, but months from the time they first pull them up to standing at 9 months to taking those first hesitant steps a couple months later and truly walking. At first they walk like little ducks with their heads way out front and their butts in the back, and they walk like little ducks all around your house. And usually they have their arms right behind them like they're flying, and they're flying around the house just trying not to fall down. It's a good thing that they wear those really padded diapers, because they fall on those a lot when they're learning to walk. It's a couple of weeks of that before they're kind of tenuously walking, and it's another good solid, you know, 3, 4, 6 months where they're really building those walking muscles where they can walk where they want to go, and they start to walk a little bit faster, but they're falling. Little kids who are learning to walk from standing up to walking quickly, it's a full year of a lot of falling, right? You would never say to a child, and I love this analogy, oh, you fell too many times, so you might as well not even bother walking anymore. That is organizing. Organizing is that year of learning to stand up and taking a couple of steps. And sometimes you could take faster steps when you're pushing the walker, like when you have you're at a paper organizing workshop, or you have a professional organizer at your house, or your mom or sister or friend that are more organized than you come over, and you make a lot of progress in one day because you're walking in their strength. They're your walker and you're making more strength. And then they leave and you're walking a little bit and you fall on your butt all the time. when you're getting organized. You like really start to make progress in your master closet, and then you go over to your bookshelf and it's like you just fall on your butt and look at the books and start opening them and reading them because, well, I'm on the floor anyway. I might as well just read a book. Like, there are things that you're going to run up against that you don't know how to organize, that you've never experienced before, and you've never listened to a podcast on it or had a course on it, or you don't know anybody that's organized their filing cabinet or baby's memories. And so then you're down there on your diaper and you're looking up, well, is there a podcast on that? Is there a resource on that? Do I know a friend who's done this? I need to phone a friend so that they can help me so I can stand back up and figure out how to organize this next area in my life. Eventually, though, you start running. Little kids running is the most adorable thing ever. If you're at a park, an amusement park, a grocery store, whatever, even if they're running away from their mom and she's like, stop, and they're like, you know, they have this grin on and they're running around the corner. It is so cute to see little kids running. Running is when you're productive. You're organized. You know how to walk. You've licked this whole thing and now you're productive. So I want you to think about the organizational journey, which I outlined in podcast 251, Decluttering is Easy, Organizing is Hard, and Productivity is Fun. Crawling, walking, running. Crawling, walking, running. You are building your organizational muscles. When a baby goes from rolling over to crawling, they are using certain muscles to crawl, but it takes a lot more muscles to walk. You have to have balance. You have to have leg strength. You have to be able to plan where your next step is going to be, anticipate different levels of terrain. Like if you're crawling on carpet and then you're crawling on hardwood and then you're crawling on grass, it is different terrain, but there's not much agility that needs to be done in a crawling baby to change from each of those terrains. But in a walking child, especially a walking child that has new shoes on, those, even though they seem like they're the same terrain, they're very, very different for a newly walking toddler. That's what you are. You're new to organizing. Just because I have told you that organization is a learnable skill, which it is, doesn't mean you're going to learn it overnight or you can organize your whole house in a month. And I really think that the whole organization industry, and now you're watching the Marie Kondo special where she's organizing your entire house and she says you do it once and done. I disagree with that part. It is a huge undertaking of time. And furthermore, the beauty of organizing is not in your first pass through your house. It is in the second and third. Because the first pass through your house, when you go on this decluttering rampage, when you decide you're going to be a minimalist, when you're going to fold all your clothes the Marie Kondo way, you are so hopped up on adrenaline and TV energy that sometimes you declutter things you don't want to declutter, but you're basically getting your standing and wobbling muscles. Like you're fully flying and you're crawling, like you are crawling flat out and you're learning to stand. You're just getting rid of the clutter that's been around for years, sometimes decades in your house that you meant to get rid of and you should have gotten rid of a long, long time ago. You're not organizing. That is almost all decluttering energy. And decluttering is way easier than organizing. Once you get through your house the first time and you declutter like a madwoman, you are then left with things you may or may not want yet. You haven't decided. And you're not really sure where they should live and how many of them you should have and what container they should be in and what's the most productive order of using things in your house. And you're left with all the organizing part. Organizing is hard. You're standing and now you're like, how am I going to take my first step? The second time you go through the 100-day home organization program, that week is my favorite week of the year on Facebook. Every time we launch the 100-day program, I'm super excited for all of you who have just joined us, but I'm really looking to see the people who are going through it for the second and third time. Because the people who are going through it the first time are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I invested in this. I'm so excited. This is going to be so awesome. They have delusions of grandeur that they are going to be the first person ever to go through the program one time and never need to go through it again. Like they are decluttering like it is their job. It is so fun to see their energy. But the people who are going through it the second time, they have the major ahas. They're the ones posting on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and saying, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how much of this organization stayed. Or the third time where they're saying, oh my gosh, I got through my whole kitchen in the first week. Like now I have 2 weeks. I'm going to go work on my paper. Or I got through my kitchen the last two times and it's so organized. I'm going to go work on my paper, or I'm going to go work on my storage room during this time and I'll join you guys back in the closet. It's the second and third time through the program where you realize the progress you made the first time. It is physically impossible for you to see the progress you're making as you're making it, because you cannot remember how it was before you started. The best place to do this is to just take pictures of everything. I want you to walk around your house, even right now, and just take pictures of absolutely everything. You don't need to show anybody, but just have those pictures. And on those really bad days when you're like, oh my gosh, I am never going to be organized. This just is not working. I want you to go to that photo album on your phone or your computer, or if you've printed them out, and I want you to just scroll through and be like, oh my gosh, I forgot we even had that furniture. Oh yeah, the kids aren't playing with that anymore. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot that that is where we stored books. We don't even have books in that room anymore. You forget the changes that you're making because you're so focused on the goal of getting organized. You're building your organizational muscles. Specifically, you're building your decision-making muscles that we talked about in episode 271 by creating rules and habits so that you have more brain power in order to make those decisions as you approach each item that you don't want. You're building your focusing muscles by deciding what your why is from podcast 268 and deciding why is it that you're getting organized. Is it because it's what everybody's doing in America in the spring of 2019 and we are on a big organizing binge this year? Or is it because you are trying to break the cycle of generational disorganization in your family? Those are two completely different reasons why. And we deep dove into podcast 269 about time, money, and motivation. You are learning not just how to get more time by being organized, but balancing that with the resources you have available in your finances and the energy level and motivation you have based on your health and fitness level. And as you pull on one, you decrease from the others and vice versa. So if you're really pulling hard on getting organized right now and finding more time, you may find that you have less money and you have less energy. And then when you focus on the others, you may find you have less of the other. And you're learning to grow all three of these in balance and get better in all three, not doing one at the exclusion of the other. So the best example I can share, I know I've shared this in the past, but I think it's been a while. When I was a new professional organizer, two of my very first clients both had diagnosed ADHD, and they both had children. They were mothers with children, and they both were at home, working from home, both in direct sales. And in both instances, they were able to maintain order once I created it, but they had really difficulty creating the order themselves. The books, How ADHD Affects Home Organization, really related to how they were relating to their house. They needed a professional organizer to get them started. At that time, when I started my business, I focused on the four main living areas that impacted a woman: the laundry room, the master closet, the kitchen, and the home office. And in their homes, they bought the package where I did all four of those areas, and I organized them all. And one of the things I prided myself on was the fact that once I came over and helped you get organized, because I analyzed how you were using your space, that the space would stay organized after I left. It was about a year later. Both of these women called me the same week, and they said, Lisa, nothing is working. Everything is disorganized. We're going to have to start all over. Both of them, same week, same statement. I hung up the phone after the second client called me, and I thought, I am sunk. Like, I have marketed my services as in, once I get you organized, you're going to stay organized. And here I have two of my initial clients saying it didn't work. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. This is terrible. So with the second person, I said, I'm going to be over. I'm coming right over. Like, I have to see what you're talking about. And they lived relatively close to each other. So after I saw the one, I went to the other. And we walked through the house and she said, this basement is just not working for me. And look at these kids' storage rooms. And would you look at this family room? I cannot figure out how to get this organized. Second client's house, same exact story. And I said, got it. We didn't do these spaces. We didn't do the basement. We didn't do the living room. We didn't do your kids' rooms. We didn't do their toy room. We did your master closet. We did the laundry room. We did the kitchen, and we did the home office. How were those functioning? Both clients, perfectly. because they had been organized in those areas, even though they had not functioned before, they had now lived a year in that organization. And when they were feeling that energy, again, it was spring, and they were like, oh my gosh, this house, we have to get organized. And they scanned around, they skipped over the four areas we had already organized because the organization stuck. And they immediately saw the four new areas that needed to be organized that they didn't see before because they couldn't see them beyond the master bedroom and the kitchen and the home office and the laundry room, which is where they were spending 80% of their time. Now, the 80% of the time they were spending in those areas were all organized and functioning well. So the other 20% of the time they were spending in their kids' rooms, the toy room, the living room, and the basement was driving them nuts because their level of organizational expectations had risen on themselves. Their level of organizational expectation was now at a new high. They expected to go in the kitchen and know what was in every drawer and not to have extra and not to have clutter. And so when they went in the family room and they didn't see the same thing, or they went in their kids' bedrooms and there was so much there that they couldn't decipher, they thought their whole house was disorganized. And you are doing the same thing. If you have a Sunday basket and it's working and you don't have kitchen counter paper anymore and there's no more paper on your nightstand and in your laundry room and on your dining room table and in your car and left over in the garage and everything is in one box and you're going through it every Sunday and you're planning your week, you now see there's no paper clutter, but you're like, I am so disorganized because my laundry room's a mess, my kitchen's a mess, and my closet is a mess. But what you fail to realize is your daily paper is now organized and you have a system in place that is working, and your level of expectation for yourself, for organization, you have risen the bar and your organizational muscles are starting to grow. You're standing and taking your first steps. Your Sunday basket is totally done and you're starting to take your next steps, but you don't know where you're going and you don't know what the steps should be. So you look around at everything and say, I'm disorganized. I don't know where to start. And that's when you need to take the next step. It's the difference of if you do a program like the Sunday Basket or like the 100-day program versus just going through your own house after watching the Marie Kondo special. It's the difference of a little here and a little there, wherever I see a pile, I'm going to tackle it, to a systemic, systematic way of tackling your entire house from top to bottom, repeatedly, three times in a year, making sure you hit every single area. Will there be areas in the 100-day program that you don't really need to tackle? Of course. Will there be areas that you have that maybe aren't addressed in the 100-day program? Well, sure, we don't address kids at all. So the kids' rooms aren't on the list. Kids' toys aren't on the list. Somebody told me we missed baking. So baking items aren't on the list. By the way, we are making a list of everything that you found that we missed, and we will be adding those in the next time. So there are some areas that we don't have. Maybe you have we don't usually talk about firearms. We don't usually talk about male hobbies. So if you have fishing or things like that, those aren't usually addressed in the 100-day home organization program either. But 95% of what you're going to organize in your home is addressed in the 100-day program as it relates to a woman in any space, any size dwelling, anywhere in the world. It's going to address you. It's going to get you organized. And as you grow your organizational muscles and you are walking around your house and you are strutting and you're getting a little strut, you know how when kids start walking and they're really confident and they start to get a little strut? That's going to be you. Because your muscles have grown from crawling to stepping to walking, you're getting ready to run. Your muscles are now strong enough that usually you can then adapt back and help your family members come along with you. Plus, we're coming out with the kids program in the summer, so that will help as well. So how far have you come? Where are you in your organizational journey? Are you just frustrated that you're not at the end yet? Spoiler alert, there is no end. There is no end, because after organization is productivity, which is actually fun, and you can become a productivity nut and ninja. I happen to be both. Mostly nutty, definitely a lot of ninja. Productivity is addicting. Like, once you realize that you can habit stack and task stack and then hire team members, your impact in your house and outside of your house just becomes exponential because of your ability to organize. And what does organization give you? Time. The whole entire point of getting organized is to get back time. Organization pays you in time. It does not pay you in dollars. It pays you in time. So how far have you come from the very first time you heard this podcast, or all the way back to the very first time you even thought about getting organized? What have you successfully already organized? Your vitamins, your jewelry, your calendar, your car, your purse? Celebrate every single win of how far you've come. And then evaluate, what do you need to do next? I have come this far. The next on my priority list is what? One thing. The Sunday basket, a binder, the kids' rooms. She said the car. My car really needs to be cleaned out. It doesn't have to be like, and in the next 95 days. No, it could be today I'm going to clean out my car. What is the next thing you need to do next? And then how long have you been following a formula, even just this podcast? How long have you been listening to the podcast, and how many of the action steps have you taken? Way back when in the podcast about time, money, and motivation, I talked about how you create habits. And a habit comes from having a thought and then planning it. And planning is your daydreaming, like, ooh, what would this look like when I'm organized? And then the habits are the physical action and the results. Are you stuck in thinking about getting organized and daydreaming about being organized, but you aren't taking any steps? I love the analogy of this little child crawling, walking, and then running. And I hope that gives you a visual picture of you. Are you crawling and decluttering and getting really, really fast at your crawling, and you're getting really good at that? Are you practicing standing and taking your first steps in organization? Or are you, you know, halfway through your year of doing the 100-day home organization, and you've got your Sunday basket done, and you've started one of your binders, like, you're really learning how to walk, and you're starting to even have a little strut to you? Or have you completed all of that, and you're productively running? A lot of you, 10% of you, actually end up starting your own professional organization business. Trust me, there is plenty of room for professional organizers out there. Think about yourself listening to the podcast. Wouldn't you like somebody to come over and help you get organized? Furthermore, these American homes that the baby boomers are living in, that they moved into when they had their first children, are full of lots of stuff. We're going to need lots of professional organizers to help in the future empty out all of these homes. So I want you to remember, we're not going for perfection here. We're going for progress. If you can hang on to your why, if you can cheer yourself on for all of the progress that you're making and give yourself the time, you will get the transformation. It's not instantaneous. It's not going to be put in a magazine, but you are going to get to live in a house where you can open the door and say, oh yeah, come on in. Can I make you a cup of coffee? Not only because your house is going to be to the point where you want to let somebody in, but you're going to be in control of your time, and you'll be able to mentally say, yep, I'm deleting that off my list, and I'm opening up an hour for this friend who's approached me at my front door. And that, my friends, is the whole point of living, is to be able to change what you're going to do with your time whenever you want and not have your calendar or your stuff holding you back from living your best life. I am often quoted as saying that we need to move from being reactive to proactive. But what does that mean anyway? Oh, I am so excited. I have created this new quiz called the Productive Home CEO Quiz. In the Productive Home CEO Quiz, you're going to find out, are you the CEO of your home? It is time to take back your life and get everything in order and really tackle your home head on. You will find out why now is the perfect time for you to get organized, how much time you actually have, and what your first steps will be. Just go to organize365.com/quiz to take the free quiz now.